Blog Talk Radio.
Initialize sequence now.
We're now at the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Sleep triple zero out.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Rush Grooves,
only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
Hello.
There you are.
Hi, everyone.
Was wondering what happened to you.
Oh, don't worry about little old me. It's a little old me, don't worry about little old me. I was coming.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the, Crush Groove with my crush and Black
Reporter.
If you are listening to the sound of our voice and you do not see a chat room, by all means, press F5 and refresh. Do that. Tonight is the school battle. Every last Thursday, we begin with LaCrush's New School Power Hour. Play tunes from the 80s, 90s, and today, if you will, from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. And then we slip into Black Reporter's Old School Jam Mix, playing tunes from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, from 10 p.m. To 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Before we go any further, Crush, I've got to say, and I know he may not be listening to this or whatever, but I've got to say thank you and goodbye to my buddy, Michael Basin, whose show has been taken off the air. The radio station that he was working for has now become an all-sports station, which totally destroys Kiss FM. And they didn't even let him give him a chance to say goodbye. So just a little information for you up in the tri-state area. Michael Basin did say his goodbyes via Facebook and let you folks know in the tri-state area that you won't be listening. And I'm not necessarily sure about the national show either, but you won't be hearing Michael Basin on Kiss FM anymore. So I don't know what that means for the national show, but, you know, I thought he had one of the greatest shows around. Anyway, just had to do that little bit of a shout-out to a long working pioneer in the music industry. Crush?
Yeah.
Okay. It's on you, madame.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, thank you. I really do appreciate you giving me the opportunity to finish saying what I was saying before you rudely interrupt me with something that has nothing to do with this show.
Okay.
I really do appreciate you giving me that opportunity.
My apologies.
Really? Really? That's it? That's all you got?
I should not have done it.
Really? Anyway, folks. I guess it's just, you know, it is what it is. I guess that's where we at, folks. As I was saying, before I was really interrupted, so disrespectful, that tonight is Crush Grooves. Crush Grooves. Crush Grooves School Battle on Phone Fantasy Radio, because that's where we at right now. I don't know about Michael Bays and all that. That's neither here nor there. If you are hearing the sound of our voice and are interested in being a host on Phone Fantasy Radio, by all means, send me an email to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. We are currently looking for a male host for the show that we have on Phone Fantasy Radio. Somebody that is outgoing, outspoken, very opinionated, and just like the different mature conversations that we have on Phone Fantasy Radio. So if you'd like more information about that, once again, send us an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Tonight, once again, like I said, we have a school battle. As you know, we play songs in threes. And I'm no longer going to keep things bottled up. I'm gonna go ahead and get to my music, because that's what I do. And we have a nice list today. On that note, as we go on, shout out to 803. Shout out to the unknown character. If you'd like to speak on the phone, just press 1. And I will let you on. And let's get this started as of now. I'm going to go ahead and just get into the first song of the night.
Don't know where the time may fall. I'm not the reason we gotta get. Those hot facts are the facts, and they split. Find out about Beagle, the master of evil. Trying to battle my boy? That's not Beagle. They're in control. Get out it.
Thank you. Right now. I'm sitting up here doing a wop. That's how I was right now, doing a wop. Anyway, you are tuned into Crush Grooves. We starting early. We started off with On Our Own, Bobby Brown, Give You the Benefit, Pebbles, and If I'm Not Your Lover, which happened to be one of my favorite songs by Al B. Shore. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Right now, we have 337, which is Black Reporter. And we also have an unknown from the first floor of the Phone Fantasy Radio Network, the hostess from Brick House, Mondays at 8 p.m. The infamous Brick!
What? What's good?
Yes. She has made it, folks. She has made
What's
it.
What's good, everyone? What's good? What's good? I'm enjoying the
What's
music. I'm sitting here doing the wop.
Yes,
doing
girl.
The wop.
Like, oh, word.
Yup.
Sitting
here doing the wop.
Right. That's some good music, girl. That's some good business right there.
Right. That is some good tune. Listen, folks. You into LaCrush's Power Hour. You can give us a call, 805-830-8320, and press that number one. My question for tonight, I'm going to need everybody's opinion on this. My question for tonight is, what is the dealio with haters? We probably hit this before. I just got to ask this. What would possess a person that you don't keep in contact with in your everyday life? somebody that you don't talk to at all, but just happen to be on your Facebook page. But you haven't talked to them in months. You talk to them every couple of months. Every 3 months you may talk to them. And they may know a new true friend as yours, okay? And, excuse me, they know a mutual friend. And every other conversation they have with this mutual friend is always about you. Like, they see your page, they don't comment, they don't like, they just an invisible friend, right? But they see what you post. So if you say I'm going to the club on Friday at 9 p.m. I'm be at Club Fusion, they see that. You know, once again, they don't comment, they don't like, but then they're gonna talk to your friend, the mutual friend you have. And the first thing they're going to bring up is, yeah, they go such and such going to the club on Friday. You know, I don't know what made her think she can go to the club on Friday. Why is she going to the club? Then she will take care of her kids. She ain't got nobody babysitting them kids. You know, and that's the conversation they have about you. And like every other time they talk to this mutual friend, they have something about you. You just pop up in the conversation. How is that possible?
Because we only want to think of, you ain't going to shoot lightly, but we only want to really think of the fact that it probably got a stomach. Well,
you know, it could be a couple of things. It could be a couple of things. Mm-hmm. But one thing I can honestly say is maybe it's the fact that, you know, wow. I had exactly the thought I was going to say in my head, and something just came and washed it out. But, I had the thought in my head. But, to tell you the truth, Crush, I don't know. You know what I mean? That's get back to me with that, because I had a good thought in my head. I don't know what happened to it. But, I'm sorry to interrupt. God.
What about you, Black Reporter? How, my question tonight is, how are haters born? Just a general question. I mean, every now and then we all have somebody that are haters or that disagree or, you know, and you just always seem to be the topic of their conversation. They haven't seen you in 4 or 5 years. And you got family members, too. Haven't seen you in 4 or 5 years. But, you know, whether it be from, you know, talking to a mutual friend or another family member, and you just happen to be the object of their conversation. What do you think, Black Reporter? Right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. Interesting.
Oh.
Mm.
Okay.
Interesting. Right.
Well.
Okay. Ooh. That was very profound. If anybody would like to answer our question, you can call us at 803-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. I don't know what number I just gave y'all, but that's what I get for being distracted. Press the number one and we'll let you on. I think I know this person. Hi, 718-619.
Lady LaCrush, how are you?
I'm good.
How you doing,
how
Lady Brick?
How are you doing?
Hello, how are you? I'm good. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm feeling phenomenal. I'm feeling great.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Welcome, Formal Ray. From New York.
Thank you.
So tonight I'm playing music, and we ask a chat question, and in between our music sets, and you know, if you have a song request, y'all can send it to me, phonefancyradio@gmail.com. So tonight my question is, how are haters born? How are they born? Where do they come from?
Haters are not. I don't feel haters are born. I feel they are made. They are either they're self-made, and the things that contribute to that are, you know, different issues and influences. You know, the thing is, like, prime example. I know what it's like to get hated. Believe me, I do. And this incident I went through, it really made me respect my, you know, song High Hater. It really did. It really made it more, you know, have more meaning. Because I was at a funeral. This is how sad this is. I was at a funeral. And there's this girl who I've known since high school. And I hadn't seen her in 7 years. But since high school, for some reason, you know, something silly I said to her when we were kids, I'm guessing she still holds against me to this day. And what frustrated me is that we were at the funeral for a deceased loved one we mutually knew. And it's like, as I said, at that time I hadn't seen her in 7 years. And it's like she's, this is after the funeral. Chick is still rolling her eyes at me, making faces. I mean, granted, it's like if you for some reason are holding this 20-year-old grudge against me, that's on you. But daggone it, you know what frustrated me is that we had a funeral. I mean, I figured it would be nice if she would say at least bygones be bygones. Let's bury the hatchet and let bygones be bygones, or just keep your distance and leave me alone. You know, no need for the innuendos, especially at a funeral. But that's what made me realize how heavy hate is. And a lot of times, people are not hating on you. They're hating. They're trying to hate on themselves at your expense. That's what it is.
You know, I think they're disgruntled fans, because it's like, I can't say it's being envious or jealous.
No,
I can't put them on the same lines as that. And I know that, you know, deep down they want to support, or they want to be connected to you somehow, some way. They just want to be part of your essence. And maybe sometimes they don't even mean to come out or tend to be hate. Maybe it's just that. They want to be in your cipher. It's cool. You know, it's like name dropping when you go to some place and, you know, you want people to know that you know Shaq, and you name drop. Yeah, you know, Shaq, me and Shaq play basketball.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
I'm thinking, you know, I think it's just like, you know, you just want people to know that you, oh, yeah, I know that person. Or, you know, I know something about that person you may not know. I think that's what it is. I don't know.
And that's sad when their self-value is based on having to project that attitude. It's pathetic.
Right. Shout out to BQ on a quest in the chat room, giving us, you know, all types of indie indos. Did I even say that right? He said he can agree, and he said, hating on the funeral, you must have really hurt her feelings.
No.
I know. He said, oh, no, there are a lot of jealous haters out there. I know,
yes.
Quest. But, you know, those haters are trying to, you know, I mean, I guess you can put them in different categories. Because those haters are the ones that's trying to destroy what you build. And then you have those haters that you know, don't want to destroy, but just want to be, like, want to be a trending topic in your cipher. You know, they'll tag you, they'll tag your cipher just so their name can pop up, type situation. You know, they'll mention you just so they can be associated with you and what you're doing. I don't know.
I'm sorry, that was too funny, Lady LaCrush. I'm sorry. That was funny.
Yeah, you must have did something to hurt her feelings.
Yeah, right.
On the quest hit a nerve.
I get it. I get it, Formal Ray. You wasn't always so formal.
No. I'm not upset by this. Listen to me. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. I'll make it very short and sweet.
Mm-hmm,
I was what? I was 15 years old at the time. I was a sophomore. She was a junior. I thought she was attractive. I did not have the gift of gab. I approached her in a corny way. She told me every time I see her, pretend I don't know her. And even after I apologized for how I behaved, you know, she told me, pretend I don't know her. And I just thought it was pathetic that here we are in 2011. We had a funeral and she's still holding that grudge. Pathetic. That's all that happened. I just approached her cornily.
Okay. And he did say on the quest called it, he said she may have a feeling, old boy, and then he upset her. So that's probably what it is. Maybe she likes you. And yet, you know, your first impression wasn't the best.
But, Dad, we were teenagers, and for her to still...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I find that funny.
You know, first impressions can be just that. You know, when we get a bad taste in our mouth and... You know, you just might have caught at that point that, you know, it's not that you know, not what you said, what you've done. You just may have caught at that moment where it was just like, nah, And it's hard for them to redeem themselves. I'm definitely like that. I am definitely like that.
Even Chris, after
have you had moments like
LaCrosse?
That? Huh?
Lady LaCrosse, even
said?
After over 20 years ago? Because we were teenagers when this happened. I mean... You know what?
Somebody told me, even though it's years in between you and I have seen each other, talked to each other, you know, within those years, you have grown. Okay?
Right. Most of us,
You have dealt with the situation, or you've had help dealing with the situation. However, the other party have not. So even though years may have passed, the first impression, not even the first impression, but the last thought I have of you was that last encounter we had. Rather, you done processed it, you done deal with it, it's the furthest thing from your mind. But according to her, the last time or the last feeling she has for you was from the last time she actually seen you. And she probably have not dealt with that.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, I don't know if that's easy to understand, but somebody put me onto that because I was having family issues, and I didn't see my family for a very long time. And they told me, well, you know, you have to be patient for the simple fact that the last time they seen you, this was the situation. And since then, you have been able to deal with it, process it, and move on. And rather than they have not had that same opportunity to do those things. You know what I mean? So they're still stuck in 1989. You know, rather you done grew up, you were able to talk about it, you were able to process it. You know, you yourself was able to grow. But yet they still back in 1989.
Oh, yeah, you're good. That's exactly what it happened. You're good. Thank you.
I know. Thank you. Yeah.
I thank you for shedding light, Lady LaCrosse. I actually feel better about that now.
What am I going to say? Actually, on the quest that he can relate, he said I've had that women don't forget disappointment. Quest, that is true. I definitely agree with that statement. He said, women, don't forget disappointment. He said, I've had that happen to me, same situation, minus the funeral, and I'm still upset I messed up my situation. But I don't know, it's a final thing. Anyway, 805-830-8320. We're going to get back into my song quest, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish our conversation on haters. Right now we're going to go into a little old school hip hop and all that good stuff. And then my
Boogie Down Productions will always get paid.
Eat paid.
We'll take the wackiest song and make it better. Remember to let us into your skin, because then you'll begin to master rhyming. Criminal minded, you've been blinded. Looking for a style like mine, you can't find it. They are the audience, I am the lyricist. Sometimes suckers on the side gotta hear this cage. A rage, yet I'm not in a cage. Free as a bird to fly about on stage. Ain't here for no button, just to say a little something. Your suckers don't like me cause they're all about nothing. However, I'm really fascinating to the letter. My all around performance gets better and better. My English grammar comes down like a hammer. You style, I need to pull your bar. I don't beg favors, you'll kiss the other people's. I write and produce myself. Self is bad, keep my hair like this. Got no time for dairy curls. Attracting only women, got no time for little girls. Cause girls look so good, but their brain is not ready. I don't know, I'd rather talk to a woman, cause the mind is so steady. So here we go. I'm not a musical maniac, a b-boy fanatic. I've simply made use of what was up there in the attic. I've listened to these pussies back when I was a kid, but I bust more shots than they ever did. I mean, this is not the best of KRS, it's just a section. But how many times must I point you in the right direction? You need protection when I'm on the mic, because my mouth is like a 9mm with height. You're a king, I'm a teacher, you're a b-boy, I'm a scholar. If this was a class, well, it would go right in the drama. The kings lose crowns, the teachers stay intelligent. Talking big words on the mic is still irrelevant, especially when you're not. College material, wake up every morning to your Lucky Charm cereal. Chocolate rocks, has a college degree. Flashback to KRS, writes poetry. I won't go deeper in the subject cause they can see bored. Just a shame to know some empties on the mic are fraud. Saying styles like this to create a diss. But if you listen to you, Vincent, I am a musician. Rapping on the mic like this to me is fine. Cause if I really wanna battle, I will pull out a knife. You can see this got La Rock and I are mentally blinded. In other words, we're both criminal minded. Criminal minded.
Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care, you tell. I excel, they all fail. Gonna come sell double Elma, rock my bell. I've been waiting and debating for oh so long. Still starving like Marvin for a Cool J song. If you cried, I thought I died, you definitely was wrong. It took a long plus a long to create a long.
But run rock, rhyme,
Humpty
Dumpty
fell
down.
That's his art, time,
Jackie,
nimble,
what?
Nimble,
and he was quick, but jam,
Matt Mudd, Spencer Jacks, or JT.
as I was told, everything that he touched turned to gold. He's the greatest of the great, I get it straight, he's great. Claim fame, cause his name is known in every state. His name is Jada, see him play, what makes you say? Goddamn, that DJ made my day. Like the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. He's a maker, a breaker, and a title taker. Like a little old lady who lives in a shoe. If cuts were kids, he would be you. Not lying, y'all, he's the best I know. And if I lie, my nose will grow. Like a little widow boy in Pinocchio. And you all know how to start. We go! Big stuff for kids, he plays much kids. He's a big bad wolf, and yo, the three bigs. He's a big bad wolf in your neighborhood. Not bad, meaning bad, but bad, meaning good. There it is.
We just finished another music set as we approach the top of the hour. That right there was Peter Piper by Run DMC, Rock the Bells by Request on LL Cool J, and before that we had Boogie Down Productions with Criminal Minded. So we had to go in there. We had to go and bring out some real rap, because we haven't played hip-hop on here or rap in a long time, it seems like. You know, we missed out on the rap music. I got my co-host, Black Reporter. Are you with me?
Yes, he is back. Yes, I am.
Okay. We got the tenant on the first floor, Miss Brick. Are you with me?
Yes, I am, love. Yes, I am. Enjoying the music. Enjoying.
Okay.
Good evening, Black Reporter.
And we got our guest, Formal Ray, out of Staten Island, New York. Hey, Formal Ray. And we got the 803 tuned in, and we have On the Quest tuned in out of North Carolina.
You got some crackers?
Got some crackers? No.
All
right, yeah,
mom.
You can hear him now. He wasn't at the phone. We got On the Quest who said you could actually purchase Haterade cheap at the local bodega. That's what's up. Because tonight we are talking about, we're exploring where did Hateration come from? And, or how was it made? Or, I don't know. What you think, what you think, Black Reporter, about Hateration?
I think Haterade comes from the way people react to each other. That's just the way people are. When you can't get along with somebody for any given reason, then people are gonna give a name whatever it is. And that's where it came from, in my opinion.
Mhm. So, Black Reporter,
yes,
give us a moment, an instant, where you was just being hated on.
That's hard to think.
Oh, it is.
Well, let me just say, I mean, you could say earlier this evening was that way, but I'm not going to say that because I shouldn't have opened the show like I did.
Wait, what? Repeat that?
I said, if somebody was just coming in and didn't know anything about us, me, you, whatever, and they may mistake that for haterade, but it wasn't. I was just out of my box and out of my element, and I was wrong for that. And my apologies to you. What was that?
What was what?
Oh, I thought I heard a noise or something.
That was a haterade. That's the haterade on the line.
Okay.
What about you, Brick? Do you have some instance of hateration going on with you?
Yeah, I had a couple of instances where there was hateration going on. And, you know, it's sad, but
what can you do? But, you know, I mean, I had a couple where it was basically, you know, of course it had to do with some damn female. It's always females, you know what I'm saying? We can't ever be happy for each other. You know, we was gonna slam and knock each other down. You know, of course, it was a situation where there was a female who basically, you know, it's one thing. I don't know. For some reason, lately, it's been that a lot of women have been angry at me, I guess because I'm either smarter than them or something I know more than something about than they do. And they get an attitude with me or something, they get nasty. You know, that just makes me just not want to, you know, it's like, I don't know, lately I find that, you know, in order to keep the peace, I've had to dumb myself down when dealing with a lot of my friends. And
Wait,
I don't like doing that.
It didn't have anything to do with her bad, really.
I just sat here and said it has to do with my friends, that the fact that I know more than them, and I have to dumb myself down to kind of reach their level. It gets on my nerves. That I shouldn't have to dumb myself down for anybody. You know, if I know something about it, if you're asking me something about a certain subject, and it seems like, you know, and I start going into it, then you call me a know-it-all. What the hell is that? You know, so why are you seeking me out anyway? You know, I don't understand that. So it's kind of like a, you know, people ask you for your expertise and your advice on certain things, then when you start going in-depth about it, you're a show-off. You're a braggart. All right, how the hell am I bragging? You know, you asked me about something. I'm telling you something. You just wanted to pick and choose what you wanted to hear out of it and chuck the rest. I'm not going to give you a half-assed answer. You know, so maybe that's what they're expecting. So I don't know. I've had a lot of that lately, it seems. Like, people seeking me out to ask me questions and then knowing it all in the end anyway and doing their own damn thing. It happened to me about, I'd say, about 3 times this week. And it really made me angry.
Wow.
Don't ask me if you're not ready for the answer. You know, and don't seek me out as the quote-unquote expert if you're not willing to listen to anything that I say.
Exactly.
Totally. I don't like that shit.
And I just don't get it. I really don't. This is a fascinating phenomenon. It really is. I'm like, Psych 101 don't even prepare you for half of the stuff that come out of people's mouth. I'm sorry, don't.
No.
Okay, even though I was asleep the whole semester, it still doesn't, you know, get you into the first layer or the depth of those that are just possessed that hatery. It just it doesn't.
Textbooks don't know how to study people.
We have Quest who said, women are attention whores, and they hate not being the center of attention. I don't even converse with those people.
That's what Quest said. I don't even converse with those people. Yeah, he said
don't,
conversate.
Don't start, Quest.
He said conversate, but I thought I used the word converse since that is the proper terminology to use. I like how I just did that. Huh?
That was very nice of you. It's a grammatical error.
No, no, right. I have that in me.
Where'd I
have that in me. I'm not a hater. However, I have hated. I have sat there and drunk me a glass of hatery. I have done it. However, I do it behind your back. Look, I do it behind your back. No, I'm just playing. No, get back to them.
I think
it's part of human nature to feel, you know, and sometimes you don't mean to go down those roads. But at the end of the day, like Black Reporter said, in some instance, you know, somebody looking in might feel or might come to the conclusion that, you know, you're hating. So, I mean, yeah, Quest, we all have hated and we all have been hated on. That's what we're talking about tonight. Hateration, 805-830-8320. You are the top of the hour, and you are tuned in to Crush Grooves with LaCrush. We are playing music. That's it. We're playing music. Let's see. I noticed just now that was my hateration. We'll be back here again on Monday for Brick's House. Host Brick. What do you have prepared?
We got our wild card show. Got our wild card show. And it's going to be a good one. It's definitely going to be, it's going to be interesting. We're going to be talking about our people. When I say our people, I'm talking about our African American folks, our neighbors, our folks. And basically, what makes us do the things that we do? We got to talk about ghetto nonsense. And with ghetto nonsense, I'm talking about what makes us do the things we do. Why do you see the silly things that Black people do, like put out a bathtub in their backyard and be having kids slide around in it, you know, on the mud? Or why do you see Black folks with, you know, you see these pictures of Black folks with a million and one colors stitched up in their head, you know, looking like they about to go to some kind of, I don't know, carnival convention. You know, you see the pictures of, you know, you see the your little kids who put liquor in the baby's hand and a hat on the side of a newborn and stick a fake cigarette in his mouth and take a picture. Why do we do things like that? You know, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into these silly-looking things that I just described. And we're going to talk about why they do that. Why did he do that? Basically.
What's up with the high-pitched why?
Because, you know what? It's like, why? And, you know, we're going to get to the root of it. We're not going deeper. Not enough that we just say why as in tisk, why. But let's look deeper. I always invite all my audience to look deeper. Why is this? Is this stuff programmed in us? You know, is this something that we've been doing that we just can't stop? Is it somebody has to physically shake us out of this? So this is what we're going to be talking about. Ghetto nonsense, and what can we do to stop the nonsense? That's going to be Monday's Brick House. It's going to be very interesting, that show. We expected a lot of different views and angles and feedback.
So basically we're going to explore the psyche once again.
The psyche, exactly. Why do we do these things? If we can get to the root of the why these things are done, then we can in fact change, because we can stop. We can identify what the stressor is that causes us to do these things. If we can fix that, we can start fixing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That it starts there. So we're going to get into that one. That's going to be a good one.
That is
going to definitely be a good one. Hopefully enough people will listen to it. They'll look at themselves and say, hey, let's stop this. They'll spread the word. The word will spread and spread and spread and spread. And, you know,
hopefully
okay. It'll have a lot less memberships to QVC and a lot less memberships to, you know, Netflix and all sorts of other nonsense.
On the court set, why do grown women have Twilight posters hung in their bedroom? You know
what? In order Quest needs to get off the chat and don't worry about what I got in my bedroom. Order Quest.
You know, I was going to say that because I did something similar. It wasn't Twilight. I had a poster of an R&B singer, of two R&B singers, actually. One was actually given to me from a concert, and the other one I actually went and posted. And I had it posted on my wall and in my room. And as I talk to y'all or I'm talking to the TV, I would look at it and I would actually have conversations with it. So, I get you, Quest, but no.
You know, don't even try to understand what's on the wall in a woman's bedroom. Don't worry about it. Because we ain't got half naked ass men on our walls. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Don't have me come to you.
Okay. Once again, folks, you're listening to Crush Grooves, 805-830-8320. Press star number one, enjoy the conversation. We just let you know what we got planned for next week on Phone Fantasy Radio. Like I said, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, we got Brick's House. And then next Tuesday, which is the first of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have The Adult Zone. And what we have scheduled for that show is a little different. It's called Alone at Last. And we will be discussing, I guess we're going to be all psychology next week. We will be discussing the psyche of men and the psyche of women who in turn lives on their own. You know, when you're establishing your independence. You know, it's a little bit of how can I put this? It's a little bit of, you know, when a grown person, when you become grown and you have to take responsibility for what's going on in your household. Take response, you know, and everything about you change. From how you look at certain situations, how you talk to people, how you interact with people, everything about you actually changes when you're no longer under somebody's roof. And you start to realize certain things, and you go, you know, and then you start to respect your parents more. You know, in most instances, you go, okay, Ma, I know what you meant by that. Oh, okay, Dad, I know what you meant by that. You know, so we're going to look into that. We're going to explore that when you're doing, you know, because some people just don't get it. You know, they live by themselves. They live by themselves, and it's like it doesn't register that you got to take the trash out every day. Or it doesn't register you got to pay your bill every month. But yet you're balling. You're balling. So we're going to get into that. Just establishing your independence. And I also wanted how that affects your relationships. Because, you know, some folks say, you know, when trying to date someone, oh, I need a woman that's independent. Oh, I need a woman that has her own place, that has her own car, that has her own job, make her own money, and vice versa. I need a dude that got his own job, got his own car, make his own money, you know, have his own place. But I notice more women settle for not getting that than men who don't settle for not getting that.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna explore that. That's something we're gonna explore next, especially that right there. You know, this guy that wants you to have all this, all that. Then when you have all this, all that, and, you know, they start feeling some type of way. you know, and they tell you that's why they don't want to mess with you. So we're going to definitely get into that. We're going to bring in the 225. Hi, Lady C.
Hello.
Good evening,
how you doing? I just want how you doing?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
On that note, let me see. Yes. I want to get into my song segment, get into the next song segment, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you, Lady C. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, since we passed the top of the hour, this is the point where we do Black Reporters Old School Mix. However, the songs you're about to hear are not from Black Reporters library, because Black Reporter gave me his library a little too late, so we might not get to Black Reporter's library. This is from the minds of LaCrush and Brick. I'm just saying. but
you have to rub it in, didn't you?
What?
You had to rub it in, didn't you?
You had to not do your homework, didn't you? Oh, because you knew this since Sunday. Matter of fact, you knew this since last month. So,
moving on.
Whose fault is it really? Is it my fault? Or me rubbing it
moving
in?
Moving on.
Or is it your fault for not doing what you need to do?
Moving it on.
Oh, okay. As long as you want to move on, we can move on. I'm just saying. This song that I'm about to play is a dedication to me.
Just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad man. We've had it for a few months.
Now, you asked me for this segment, did you not?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So if we have this segment for a few months and you asked me for this segment, you have a Facebook group? You have email address?
No, I don't have a Facebook group. I mean,
I didn't say you own a Facebook. I say you have a Facebook group. You do have a Facebook group.
Okay.
Okay. You have text messaging. I have three instant text messaging numbers that you can text. I have over three email addresses that you know of that you can text. I have three Facebook accounts, four, five, that you can text. I have five pages, Facebook pages, that you can text. We have two groups that you can text. So, I ask you this. There are 30 days, 31 sometimes, in a month. Why do you continue to wait to the very last minute to send me a list of songs for that month?
Well, on previous weeks, they have turned out set songs, and you have not played all of them because you said the list is too long, the songs are too long, this, that, or the other. Not a problem. I said, okay, maybe she can borrow songs from the previous weeks. I didn't know that you deleted this list. I took my time and made the list.
Okay. You took your time, you made the list, and even if we don't get it to that song that week, Black Reporter, you wait till the very last minute to text me. The very last minute. If you want me to play the songs that you sent me before, why you couldn't call me and say, Crush, I have sent you some songs last week. You need to add those to the playlist, and I'll send you a couple of more to add to the list. You never said that to me.
I'm sorry.
You say, okay, Crush, I'm going to give you the songs Wednesday. You wait till the last minute to give me the songs. I'm not going to wait till the last minute because a lot of songs you want to hear, I don't have, first of all. So, therefore, I have to go and download it. And then I'm doing a host of everything. This is just a tip of the iceberg, folks. There's so much other stuff that go behind the scenes. And Black Reporter, just not getting it. Just not getting it. Like 360. So don't get on the show and make it seem like this is hateration, because it really isn't. We do this for 5 months now. 4 months, excuse me. We've been doing this since the end of January. We've been doing this show. You asked for this show. So if you want to hear something and you want this to be your show, you have to be prepared. Black Reporter, what's the next song on the list?
I have no idea because I didn't get it.
Huh?
I have no idea because I didn't pick it.
Okay. Just wanted to know. Out of the songs you did send me, I have three of those songs. You know, I asked you repeatedly this week. Got your homework done? Don't forget to do your homework. So it's not really hateration on my part. So don't make it seem like Crush is just being a maniac, because I'm really not. So, I'm not digging that at all. Anyway, moving right along. Lady C, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Okay. Tonight we was talking about hateration, and Black Reporter continues to make it seem like I'm hating on him. And the question we asked was, how was hateration born? How was hate born? what possesses somebody in your psyche just to degrade, not give props to, not give credit to, not saying that it's mandatory, and, you know, some people use that as inspiration, but others do fall victim to it. So, you know, what is your take on the whole hateration situation?
My take on it is, I think it was born for lack of respect and trying to, I think it becomes where people don't want the one who is doing to be appreciated or feel as though they're doing good. I mean, a lot of it comes from jealousy and envy, and it builds into that because a person is jealous and envious of someone, and it becomes turns into hate. And I don't get hate myself because I, even some of my worst enemies, I can't hate. As hard as some of the things they've done, I can't hate them. I dislike what they're doing, and I just put a wall up and not going to deal with them. But if they were in need and I could help them, it's sad to say I would. A lot of people say, why? I don't know. That I'm not one of those people that could just hold a grudge. If you get me mad and I do something wham right then, before I finish reacting, I'm like, wow, I should have done that. But some people just can't let go of. Sometimes it comes from misunderstanding. You misunderstand what was said and how it was done, and you figure that the person doesn't hate you, and they start hating, and they never look in to see what it's really about.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it is from people not trying to see what's the root of everything. You get jealous and you start hating somebody because they think they better than you. Because if you, like, you get a new car or new clothes, I like, you know, and you're just saying, look at what I have. I was able to do this, and some people think you're so bragging. Oh, look at them bragging. And it's hate and jealousy because they think you're trying to outshine them. But you should be proud when, like your shows, you should be proud of what you've done. That's something that you took the time to do and build, you know, with the things of what Crush knows and how to be able to go through and say, I can set this up. But people start hating because they're jealous of what you're doing. They want what you have, and they don't know how to get it, you know. And that's what I think it comes from, misunderstanding, jealousy, envy, and lack of knowledge. Ignorance causes hate.
Right. True. Right now we got the 757-503. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where you calling
from? Welcome. Hello. How are you doing? This is Gillis Casanova. Check in.
Hi, Gillis Casanova. How are you?
Hi.
How you doing? I feel your grip.
You know what I'm saying? I feel that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Grabbing
by the throat.
Grab
like by the horns. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. So we're talking about hateration tonight, Mr. Casanova. What's your take on the whole aspect of people just hating and just giving you hate and just
hateration? I think it comes from lazy. It comes from being lazy. You know, you lazy. You know, you ain't willing to work for nothing. You don't know what it takes to get it. You know what I'm saying? Then if you do get it, you don't know how to appreciate it because you ain't work hard to get it. So it just fly through your head, you know? So I really think it comes from being lazy.
Okay. Laziness is the birth of hate.
Yeah, it is, you know. Word. You're mad lazy for no reason. You ain't going to work for nothing. You ain't going to cherish that, you know?
Okay. Sounds good. We are into old Black Reporters, old school mix. provided by LaCrush and Brick.
Okay.
We also got 917-202 on the airwaves. Hi, Chevy.
Hi, Chevy.
What's up, Chevy?
We're doing good. Don't be giving us that monotone.
Chevy, wow. Baby.
Chevy, what is your take on hateration?
I think, like, honestly, I don't even like using that word haters. I think it's a very overused term.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, there's a lot of people that claim they got haters, and I really believe instead of people want to be loved, everybody wants to be hated. I mean, everybody wants to be like somebody who's everybody else is jealous of, which is the most craziest shit. Like, I don't understand. But hateration, all that other stuff, like, well, I have to agree with some of the stuff I heard from other people. I heard, like, earlier, how it's just jealousy. Me, myself, I can't see myself hating on no other person at all. But do I have a lot of people saying disparaging things towards me? Every day of my life, man. For, like, the last, I could say, 16 to, like, 18 years. Like, it just be out the blue. Like, so no matter what, I know I'm built for that. So, no, I'm okay. So, somebody say something disparaging towards me, that means I must be that important.
Mm-hmm.
I must be that important that I have to come out your mouth for you even say something negative. So, you know, that's how I look at it.
Right. All right. We're going to get into this last song set. And then we're going to come back and we're going to end our show. Because that's how we roll on Crush Cruise with La Crush and sometimes Black Reporter. This next song is dedicated to me. Because that's how I roll on Crush Cruise with La Crush and sometimes Black Reporter.
Thank you. 7 inches or more. Tonight I can no longer hold it. Get it up, get it up. I can't wait anymore.
Did not finish my phone set that we have. I stopped. I think that should be the last song of the evening because I am so awesome. So, because I am so awesome, that should be the last song of the evening. And that song was dedicated to me. From me, Nasty Girl by Vanity Six. I don't know why. It was just an awesome song. You can give us an email with your song request to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. I want to say thank you to Russ and On a Quest, Brick, Lady C, Uncle Casanova, Ray, former Ray, 803. I see you, 803. And Chevy Baby. Hi, Chevy Baby. And we will be back Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Brick's House, and we'll be back again on Tuesday and following the first Thursday of the month. Next week we also have Pillow Talk on Friday, so we got 4 nights a week: Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. What you think about that, Black Reporter?
I think it's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
We are
going. Any final words, Black Reporter?
I truly just wish that everybody has a good weekend and be safe on the highways and byways, because depending on what part of the country you're in, weather's changing. So whether it could be getting warmer or hotter if you're in the southwest, or colder if you're in the northeast. So let's just say the weather is changing, and we don't know which way it's going to go, but it's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's cold out here.
We are not so far from 90 down here.
Yes, sir. We're still in 50 down over here, so it's still hot. I mean, it's still cold over here.
recently, somebody fell asleep. This is what I be talking about. People fall asleep on our show. Not right. Just ain't right. We got a caller from the 919.
Hi, Crush.
Hey, Crush. How you doing?
How you doing, Quest?
Wow. I feel special this evening. Hey, you were kind of rough on Black Reporter earlier.
I was rough on Black Reporter?
I thought that was a little bit harsh. I mean, the man procrastinators. Otherwise, he does a good job for you guys, and I just thought you went in on him. Oh, my person.
I think I was harsh on Black Reporter.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. If he didn't do what he was supposed to do and turn it in on top, then that's on him. But you didn't have to come out in front of everybody, though.
So, do you think
Thank
I was
you for
harsh?
Standing by my side, Quest.
Well, I mean, I'm with you. Most of the time, I'm on the other side, Black Reporter, but she made me feel bad for you today. Honestly, truly, she did. But anyway, I guarantee you'll be ready next week.
Cool.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so next time, send her the songs too. Don't let her cut you like that, bro. Send her the song.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
She will get them very early.
This is very interesting. Y'all feel that I'm too harsh on Black Reporter?
When you sat there, you broke down 5 web pages, 3 text messages, this and that.
But we
and this
do,
and
but
that.
This is the stuff that we have. These are not new stuff. Y'all know about all these things that I mentioned. Just the way have access, the general public have access to me, Black Reporter has access to me. So I didn't say
Black
nothing y'all didn't know.
No, it's not
Black
at all.
Huh?
Yeah, but just get your stuff in.
It was a little, okay,
real
I'll give
early.
It was a tad bit harsh, and it was meant to be harsh because of the stuff that Black Reporter does. This is not just about the songs. To y'all, it's just about the songs. But it's not just about the songs. This is a little stuff that builds up to the songs. So it may seem a tad bit harsh, but for somebody to keep saying that you're giving them haterade, when I'm not being a hater at all, he kept saying it. Did he not? But that wasn't harsh.
You
right?
did say it more than once.
Oh,
almost
okay.
Did.
So that, but that part wasn't harsh.
Yeah.
That part wasn't harsh.
That
I should have just let that roll, right?
Hey, Black Reporter, I'm weak, bro. I'm about to switch sides on you.
just everything I said, he said, when I asked him, have you had any instance of being hated on, he said, yes, you know, for the people looking in, you hated on me earlier today, when the show started. That, I hated on him?
Yeah.
How did I hate on you when you interrupt me to shout out somebody that has no stake in what we're doing? That has nothing to do with what we're doing. Not even did you interrupt my introduction to the show that I produced. Like, this is little stuff. This is why I said I'm not hating on him at all. This was just little stuff that builds up, you know, just to interrupt somebody when they have, like, you know, when you have a train of thought and you just stop them in the middle of that train of thought to talk about something that's way irrelevant about what's going on, and then, you know, that's frustrating. That's the thing. That is frustrating, at the least. I'm not even talking about how disrespectful it is. It's just so
frustrating. Y'all not understanding this. Y'all listen to the show. If you are a constant tuner of phone, a listener of Phone Fantasy Radio, y'all have heard it plenty of times. Y'all hear us correct him plenty of times, but yet every show he keeps doing the same stuff. I'm not hating on Black Reporter. I'm not picking on Black Reporter. I'm not trying to make fun of Black Reporter. I'm trying to find a balance. I really am. I'm really trying to find a balance. That's what I'm really trying to do. So, you know, if Black Reporter feels that I'm picking on him, or he feels that I'm hating on him, or I'm feeding him hateration, or any of those things, Black Reporter, by all means, this show is not producing any money, any revenue. You have no stake in this. If you feel like this is something that you no longer want to attend or be a part of, by all means, let me know. You get what I'm saying? So, like I said, all this is just, I don't know, folks. It's more than just, you know, what y'all hearing right now. It really is.
Yes, why don't you call in and tell us how the weather is up there, where you at? Why don't you do that, Russ? Call in in good old Britain.
All right, on that note, actually, I don't think Russ is going to have time to call in because we're at the end of our show. You know, it's all good. It is definitely all good. On that note, folks, we will be heading on out. So, Black Reporter, if you care to do your outro.
Take a best part of the show, Black Reporter, your outro.
We had our fun, but it's time to go. But before we leave, we just want you to know this show does not work without you here. So we need you to come back, visit us next week. So please join us once again as we come back on Monday, and we would love to talk to you the same way we do every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Good night, all, and have a great weekend.
All
right.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Bye.
Bye. Happy weekend. Bye. Have a nice weekend. Hasta luego.
Adios.
See you later. Something beachy.
Ciao, Bella. Ciao.
Have a nice weekend. Be safe. Be good. Bye.
Don't party too hard.
Email us some pictures. wholefamilyradio@gmail.com. Okay, bye for real.